Hello, and welcome to This Week on Channel 9.
Well, it's another week, another news to share, so let's get to it. Everyone knows this by now. We don't have to introduce ourselves. Yeah, we can do this. Right?
Let's go. This week.
Let's do it.
Good.
Okay, first things first, what do we have?
And what's that?
We have a new event coming up in October 6th.
Oh, that's what I'm waiting for.
You are? What are you going to get?
Hopefully something, like a slow cooking machine.
A slow cooker?
Yeah.
Like a microwave?
Yeah, because we say Windows 10 devices, and it, they have
anything
very
can be a Windows 10 device, right?
Yeah.
So yes, actually, in October 6th, there was an invitation sent out to a bunch of media folks. We're going to have an event. Hopefully, we're going to introduce and announce a lot of cool devices. It's a cool thing to watch. Actually, if you want to watch it at home, and you're not invited, like most of us, I wasn't invited. I don't know if you were invited. You can actually watch it. There's a link. You can put it on your browser and just watch the live event.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I think a whole Microsoft is going to watch it. I think it's going to be an hour or however long this is of no work being done and everyone just being on their machine watching the event.
Internet.
It's a lot of money. And actually, with this invite, there was a cool thing. Want to talk about what
and,
was a cool thing?
Actually, people found it out. And it wasn't obvious. And we had a kind of secret hint or Easter egg, I would say, in the invitation. So people found the link to new Ninja Cat wallpaper, which is pretty cool. And
it's King Kong, right? Yeah. It's Ninja Cat with King Kong and those bacon planes.
Yeah.
It's now, delicious and dangerous at the same time.
They did everything for you, so you can just go and download it, right?
So when somebody cracked the code, it's a binary code, and somebody cracked it already.
Yeah, they spent some time.
Yeah.
People are awesome.
Anyway, so Channel 9 gets localized in 32 languages, finally. If you're in a country where Channel 9 has been localized and wasn't localized before, you can click on this link below, you can see if it is. If you visit it with your browser, and your browser has already been set to the right region, Channel 9 will pick it up automatically, and the Chrome of Channel 9 will be in your language. So
That's cool.
You don't be stuck with English, like most of us already stuck with English.
And in case if you don't know, we actually have content in many languages.
We do,
online.
Yeah.
And when we do big events in different countries, we actually have these events posted on Channel 9. So that totally makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So getting back to dev stuff, this week we released different updates for our tools in Visual Studio. First of all, it's Windows 10 tools. We made some improvements, we made some bug fixes, and now
all from feedback too.
Use it. Yeah.
So it's the feedback we received
exactly.
That we put it in there, yeah. But it was also cool stuff.
Like what?
Like Visual Studio got updated with a bunch of cool stuff. So NuGet got updated, .NET Native, there was a bunch of fixes to that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So there was
a lot
of cool fixes. There were some bugs with the XAML designer, so those got fixed. So it's a huge update. So you can get it if you go to extensions and updates in Visual Studio, or if there's an installer, you can just install. There's a link down here. There's also update for TypeScript 1.6. There's all cool new stuff. I think one cool stuff that was asked for was abstract classes. Now you can do abstract classes in TypeScript. It's pretty cool. A lot of cool stuff besides that.
It becomes like a real language.
Yeah. And then there was also updates for tools for Apache, Cordova. There's a bunch of cool fixes there. And all this was actually from feedback we received. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And if we talk about TypeScript, which got updated, if you're just getting started with this really awesome language for all JavaScript people, there is a blog post on Telerik developer blog by Michael, which actually introduces you TypeScript to you. If you're just getting started, go read. It explains how to download it. If you don't have it installed, how do you get started? What TypeScript actually is? So it's a good way, right?
Yeah, it absolutely. It goes through it, and even if you've already done JavaScript before, if you've done C Sharp, if you've done any of these languages, you might be familiar with the way TypeScript works. It's worth taking a read.
Yeah, JavaScript, by the way, works where? In browsers.
Everywhere,
right?
Now.
Everywhere.
Apparently.
Now. Yeah, yeah. But first of all, in browsers.
I was going to say browsers, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a cool video that the Edge team released on YouTube.
Yeah.
They introduced the whole team, they talked about how they're building Edge, how they receive feedback. It's actually a really cool video, and they're getting out there with the community. Yeah. It's good.
We know many of them, and actually Edge team is one of the, I would say, the most responsive teams in Microsoft now. So they really eager for your feedback. They're really eager for feedback we provide, and they really love feedback. And everything we see in Edge now, like not everything, but the majority of things you see in Edge now, like new things, it's coming from the feedback, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's saying that they want something, and then we're getting in there.
It's an awesome team.
Or if we're working on it, yeah. Cool. There was actually a new update. The last update we had to an introduction to ASP.NET was, I think, about a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So Scott Hanselman and Glenn Condron had a new Microsoft Virtual Academy series where they do an introduction to ASP.NET. So this is perfect. They did introduction to ASP.NET 5, which is still in beta. They did introduction to Visual Studio. Many cool things that you can do with ASP.NET, like model view controller models, getting debugging, configuring data, everything. So it's a really good, if you've never done ASP.NET, or if you want to get back into it, want to learn what's new about ASP.NET, there's something for everybody in this.
Of course it's series. Perfect. It's Scott Hanselman. And getting back to the client side, right, to Windows 10. Clint and Brand actually created a nice blog post about how to detect features on Windows if you're a developer. So in this new universal Windows platform world, you cannot just detect like the device. You cannot just detect the version of the platform, because like we ship new versions pretty frequently. We ship new features, and like today you check this device, and the device may have some features, and tomorrow they're going to be available on other device. So you shouldn't check devices, and you shouldn't check the versions of operating system. You should check features. And they actually explain how to check features in Windows runtime API using namespaces like API information, all these things. So it's a really good thing for all of us. Like, I didn't know about some things.
No, it's good. Like, one of the examples that most people ask about when they want to see an example is the back button on, for example, on mobile devices.
Yeah.
Mobile devices have a back button, but the tablets, et cetera, don't have a physical back button. So if you want to check to see if this is there, you don't check to see if this is a mobile device. You check to see if the back button's there.
Exactly.
And that's how you use it. Or, for example, in IoT devices, they might have a GPIO controller that might also be on some devices on the desktop. You don't know that. But instead of checking to see if this is an IoT device, you check to see if the GPIO controller is there. And that way you develop your application to be smart about what functionality enables, depending on functionality on features, not on platform.
The same for the keyboard. Like, you may say, okay, it's Windows mobile device, like Windows Phone. I don't have a keyboard. No, with Windows 10, you actually can have a keyboard and mouse with your mobile device. So that's really worth to check using corresponding APIs, right?
Yeah, and this is a great series, by the way. We've talked about this series many times. So Clint Rodkus and the team, they go to every week they do it through a different feature they highlight in Windows platform. It's called 10x10 series. So you'll definitely check out all the previous series as well of the different
nice.
Features they've done. It's really good.
We were already talking about some of them.
Yeah, we have. Pretty cool. So it's that time of the show. It's pick of the week. So what is your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is actually Inside Windows Platform is back. Because Larry and other folks used to have it for pretty long time. It was like Inside Windows Phone, then they evolved to Inside Windows Platform. And before this week, the last show was like in April, end of April, or like beginning of May. So it was really long time ago. Now they are back. They started shooting new stuff, all about programming for Windows Runtime Platform. And last weekend, actually this week, it's about some XAML UWP features with the split view and relative panel, which is pretty cool things with new kind of XAML platform in Windows 10. And Chen and Larry are talking about how to develop for that, how to do your layout, how to do like adaptive layout and react to your screen size and do all these fancy features.
And I'm sure they actually receive a lot of feedback on this, but if you guys want to learn something about anything, whatever it is, just comment in their videos and just request whatever you need. I'm sure they can create a whole video just for that, because they're creating all kinds of videos for any kind of features on the Windows platform. So just the more feedback you give them, the more videos they're gonna be able to create.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ask them to make a video about making ice cream. So I really need it.
What is with you with food today?
I don't know.
Anyway, my pick of the week has nothing to do with food. Well, it could be. It's actually a really cool project by Matthew Vandegert. He has this home automation system that he's created in his house. He's been building it for 4 years now. It uses Kinect, uses a bunch of different devices, the band and everything, to essentially control his house.
You mean Jarvis?
Well, it could be Jarvis, but it's actually, it's called Fiji. So he has different Kinect set up around his house, different systems. It's one live system. He can talk to it through voice, control it through different application. He can control almost everything in his house, lights, temperature, everything that he can do. And it's very smart. He knows where you are. You can just go to the office and tell him, turn this light on, turn this light off, leave, go to somewhere. It has different Kinects everywhere. There's a whole video, so everyone should watch it. And he got into the Web Summit Alpha in Dublin for this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's... collecting right now donations to be able to afford it and go there and make this into a real product. So I think this is actually cool. I think I've talked to so many people who've told me about this idea they've had to do exactly this. Matthew has actually done this.
Yeah, it's like it's big brother at home, or like in this case it's big sister. But this is really cool. Like you remember like a long time ago Bill Gates has done something like this with his home, but this is not something you spend like millions for. This is what you can build by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. He's using Raspberry Pis and using all kinds of electronics you can just buy right now, just
Kinect.
And just use them and just build it. So it's pretty cool. I think that's it for this week on Channel 9. Thank you everybody for joining us. I know you're busy and you have a busy schedule, so thank you for spending the last 10-15 minutes with us. We'll see you next week. Make sure you check out all the links below and make sure you check out all the other different content that's on Channel 9. We have all kinds of videos being posted all the time. So thank you and have a good weekend.
Yeah, and you know, all your bays are belong to us. Have fun.